Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Gaurav Malhotra, and we are talking about monitoring and management of big data pipelines.
Absolutely.
Except easy, made easy.
Yes. So essentially what we have done is that we have completely reimagined the monitoring and management experience in Azure Data Factory and made it more easy for our data developers and data scientists. So essentially, this is a new portal that we have built ground up, and it can be launched from the current Azure portal experience, and it allows you to do a bunch of actions as well as a bunch of steps which are currently either difficult in the current experience or not possible with the current experience. And my plan is to go over with some of those three things today that I want to talk about.
Okay, and before you start, I'm curious, how do people deal with big data today? Like, are they at the command line? Or what is the average data scientist using as far as tools?
So essentially, today they have this Azure Data Factory monitoring and management experience, which sits entirely in the portal, which they can use to monitor and manage. But it's currently not built for doing batch actions. It is not built for adding alerting on top of your pipelines. It is not built for you to filter stuff to a particular execution that you want to look at.
Tasks you're going to want to do all the time.
Exactly. So what we have done with this experience is that we have listened to that customer feedback, and we have come up with this experience in an agile manner.
Cool. Let's check it out.
Sure. So essentially, if you go to our, so what I'm trying to show, going to show is the first, the base factory that we have. And this factory I have built on my own. And this factory is essentially giving us the telemetry for Howl.net. Like most of the people are familiar with Howl.net.
Where they are
actually uploading their particular photographs. So behind the scenes, we are tracking how many users are coming, what is the distribution for the browser that they are using, and all that stuff.
Big data, lots and lots of data.
Exactly. So we have a Power BI dashboard where we look at all of these reports, and all of that Power BI dashboard for batch insights is being powered using pipelines in Data Factory.
I see. So the data rolls in very raw, anonymized, and it's sitting in a bunch of different formats. You have to chew that data up. And the more you chew it, the closer it gets to the dashboard, the more it transforms.
Yes. And now what we have done is that with this new monitoring and management experience, we have made it easy to monitor those pipelines. We've made it easy to manage those pipelines. We've made it easy to debug and navigate failures.
And presumably visualize them too, because getting your mind around big data can be very difficult.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do is take you to the factory that we have already built, and we're going to launch the monitoring and management app.
So you're in the current Azure portal right now, and there's a monitoring app that launches out of that and then single sign-on.
So you just have to click this particular link.
Okay.
And the moment I click it, it's going to take me
I see. And then you're at datafactory.azure.com.
Exactly. So this is a brand new app that we have built outside the portal. And here, there are a couple of things that I want to highlight. First, what we have on the left is a resource explorer. So you can see all your pipelines, your connections to your different stores and computes. Then what you have is your main canvas, which is essentially the diagram view, which allows you to see the dependency graph, how your data is flowing. Then we have this activity execution list. So all your activities that have executed are coming up in this particular list. And these are being displayed in the descending order of execution. So the most recent execution is on the top. And then you can actually click this and it will open up a details pane which shows the current execution, all the execution for this particular activity in the past. You have all the logs right here if you wanted to debug it. And it just makes it easier for our data developers and data scientists to visualize as well as manage your factory.
So I noticed that this is active and it's actually kind of pulsing. It's got an indefinite progress bar. Does that mean it's running right now?
Yes. So essentially, one of the major feedback that we have from our customers is today, in the current experience, they cannot pause and resume their pipelines.
Right.
So this is essentially showing that the pipeline is currently running, and customer can select this and essentially say, I want to pause this pipeline, and at that point, this changes to yellow.
And that's okay to do that. Things will queue up behind it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And this is good from a developer perspective as well, because a lot of the time you want to pause and pause your pipelines mm-hmm. because you're doing testing. So it makes that action fairly easy with this particular app.
What does these progress segments above each table mean? Is that how full the table is?
So essentially what we have done is that in the current experience that we have, if I wanted to look at any execution, so I have to, let's say I'm looking at a particular error in this case, I have to make multiple clicks in order to get to the meat of this particular execution.
Right, right. Another way to phrase it is that the blade model doesn't really lend itself to big picture
exactly.
type of stuff.
So people don't like these endless blade journeys, and especially when they are here at this particular blade, which is essentially what they wanted to look at,
right.
they have lost context of where they started from.
That makes sense.
So what they wanted us to do is provide an experience where things can happen in context. So now you can just hover over it
Ooh.
And all these executions open up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see from just by looking at it that whether this particular activity has been executing fine in the past, is it mm-hmm. stable enough, do I need to go look at it. You can actually go behind in time and just
right.
click the calendar view and look at that particular execution.
And these segments?
So these segments are essentially tracking these executions. So what we are doing is...
Oh, that's the week.
Yes. So that's essentially... For the last week, you can see that for 14, 15, 16, 17 is what we are showing.
I see.
Last four.
Huh.
And we are smart here. So if you were running on a different frequency, we will adjust these bars accordingly. So if you were run on a monthly cadence or you're running on a yearly cadence, mm-hmm. these bar would adjust according to that.
Now I can see that there's a lot outside this viewport. Can I zoom out and really get a sense of how big this job is and what's going on?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we have done with this experience is that we have made the layouts configurable. So you can zoom all up and work only with the activity view.
Right.
You could zoom all the way down and work only with the diagram view. And now, again, if you wanted to look at what is going on in that particular execution.
Your control scrolling in and
yes.
out.
Yes. So you can actually zoom in, zoom out, entirely up to you.
Yeah, look at all that. Yeah, see,
yes.
this is great. And when you zoom out like that, you get a sense of health of different segments of the pipeline.
Exactly. And I can look at here right now and tell that this particular activity has been failing.
Hmm.
And due to this, this one is still on a waiting state, and I can hover and it tells that it is waiting for its dependencies upstream. So visually it is very powerful for mm-hmm. our users, and they are able to make much more sense. So the information is quite dense in this particular view.
So who gets this? Do we have this now? Is this coming soon? Do I have to opt in? How do I get this? Like, I want it now.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because we just launched the public release on Friday. We actually have a blog out which talks about this.
Mm-hmm. And Friday the 12th?
Yes, we launched it on Friday. There's a blog that I published on Friday that talks about the entire experience. There's documentation out on how to do a bunch of actions. So you can use it to do other stuff, which I also wanted to show you for our experience. So
mm-hmm.
essentially what we have done is that we have made batch actions easier. And I'll show you what that means. So you can actually click here and look at only the failures,
okay.
right? So what we are doing is we are imagining the system in terms of views. And these are the views. Sorry.
Right, these are the system and kind of the default filters, and I assume I could make my own filters.
Yes, so right now these are the default based on customer feedback that they are interested in, but in future our goal is to allow you to make your custom views, which we are calling as user-defined
right.
views.
And we can see here you've got sorting, and then right now you're filtered by status based
exactly.
on that little...
So you can actually come here, and right
oh,
now
nice.
It is just filtered, and
that's
you
great.
Could actually say that I just want to look at the waiting ones and
mm-hmm.
select this and look at only that. But right now, now we have both failed as well as waiting status selected,
right,
so
right.
it is bringing both of
I
them
have
up.
To say, I like your use of tooltips as well. Telling you that, you know, here it doesn't say anything about the upstream dependencies, but just by hovering, it's telling you why. That's
absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. So this is more power to our users,
mm-hmm.
Less time our developers would take to understand the information. And also you must have noticed that the moment I selected the filter, it returned in a split of a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is powered by an Elasticsearch background. So we are pushing orchestration data to an Elasticsearch cluster and creating indexes. So that's why the moment I click search, it goes and hits that index and returns in a split of a second.
Very cool.
Yep. And the last thing that I want to show that we have also made it easier is that now you can create alerts on failures in three simple steps.
Okay.
So today this experience is not available in our current monitoring and management in Azure portal. Mm-hmm. So you could just come here and say, I want to create a test, let's say a failed alert.
Okay.
And I go next. I can select all the events that we support today. Mm-hmm. So let's say I want to do it on a failure. And I even can select substate to say that I only want on failed executions. I even have an option to aggregate these events, that only when such events have occurred X number of times in last Y minutes, then right. only send me an alert.
So you're not being warned about transient events, but if they batch up, it'll let you know.
Exactly. And then you can enter email addresses, and we will send emails as soon as that trigger goes off. So today we just support email, but we are working towards adding other mediums of support as well, like text, phone, and so on and so forth.
That looks really great. And so yep. that's in preview now, but it's continuing to be developed. So it's going to be developed in an agile manner with new features coming all the time.
Yes. So we are calling it as a public release right now.
Oh, it is a public release. Fantastic.
Yes. So it's available open to all. We have tested it internally for quite a number of months, and it's pretty robust. So it's out there for our customers to go and try out.
Very cool. General release.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're learning all about how to monitor and manage big data pipelines made easy.
Yes.
Here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.